you've had a Halloween display and had people going through it for the past several years, but you're asking for more help this year.
Well, it's not that I'm asking for more help. I'm asking for help. How do I put this? Over the years, the help has declined and declined, and it's reached a point where it's now five of us, and I'm not physically capable of handling my end of it. So with five people putting on an event for 500 to 700 people, it's not exactly easy.
No. How many people do you need?
I would be really happy with four dedicated people.
Okay, so that's not bad. So if I was one of those people who thought I might be interested, what would be expected of me?
It depends on see, everybody's got different skill sets, right?
Absolutely.
So I would have to have a talk with you about what was available to do and see what you tended to lean to, you know?
Okay. Do you have all the artwork handled, or do you need someone who might be able to help with that too?
Oh, we always need people for that. But right now our main goal is repairs from previous years, because every year there's repairs needed. Like, we just spent the last 3 days revarnishing and repairing over 30 tombstones.
Wow. And of course, every year it keeps getting bigger. The display keeps getting bigger.
Yeah, although this year we're adding only 3 tombstones. And I was lucky enough that somebody brought me a child's dummy that was missing an arm. So it's a mannequin, right? So we're actually going to make him kind of look like a trick-or-treater wandering around, but a bit of a gory one.
Yeah, with only one arm. Okay. So anyone who is interested in helping, how do they go about that?
Well, they get in contact with me or my husband at the bargain shop.
Okay, cool. And then
he's
you'll...
the manager there. So yeah. He usually takes care of finding me sponsors for, like, candy for 300 kids is not cheap.
Yeah.
So he gets the candy, the pop. He organizes anything else we need. The last few years we've been getting a porta potty, which has made it easier on my house.
Yeah, I guess it has. okay. When do you plan to have the display up and running and to be welcoming people to see it?
Well, I posted the poster online. See, my sister designed it for us. We're doing 2 days before Halloween on the weekend. It's the 26th and the 27th from 1 till 8 both days. And as usual, we usually have Friday afternoon open for private bookings. Usually the schools call, things like that. So we handle private groups on Friday afternoon by booking.
Oh, it's cool that you're going till 8 o'clock, because by that time of the month, it'll be dark at 7.
Yeah, maybe even sooner.
Maybe, yeah.
So, yeah. Some of the people like the lights, and over the years, we've managed to acquire a fair amount of them. So we can actually light it up quite nicely now.
Okay, good. Anything else you want to tell me about it?
About the event itself?
Yeah, the event itself, or the help you need, or anything that we've talked about.
Well, like I said, the help is needed. Like, I'm 62 now. It's getting, like I said, my body's biting me back and telling me you're not 20 anymore. So, like, for example, putting everything up takes 3 days just to put things out. And it takes another 3 to 5 days to take everything down. So a lot of help is needed the last week of Halloween.
Okay.
But as far as getting the repairs and stuff done, that's in the next 2 weeks. Because we're time limited by materials and dry times and things like that.
Okay, so let's have a lot of people contacting Terry and maybe even volunteer just for the 3 days of setup and 3 to 5 days of teardown.
I don't care if a person comes and just volunteers for a couple hours one afternoon and that's all they can do. Those couple hours mean the world to us. Like, I have a group of five of us that work on a regular basis. They are family. And between the five of us, we can handle the 2-day event pretty well because it's a guided tour. So all the guides go in costume. Plus, we have a warmed out building that people come in to warm up and grab candy, and there's more displays out here. So I always have 2 people in here and 3 people out doing the tours. but it's getting more and more people. So it would be nice to have a couple more students or even adults that want to go into costume and do tours.
And it does qualify the students for their community service hours.
I have been giving out hours for over 10 years now.
Okay, good stuff. Before I forget, remind me of the address on Oil Tank Road.
It's 1679 Oil Tank Road. If you go on my profile on Facebook, you'll see the poster that was uploaded last night with the rest of the information.
Okay, good. I'm thinking as you're telling me the address, well, everybody in Iroquois Falls probably knows it by now anyway.
Pretty well, but there's been a lot of new people in the area too. So
that's true.
I've got kids here. I have one woman, the very first year I opened, she was here and her little one was just a baby. And I have these homemade thrones that we had built out of clay and everything. And she sat him on one and took a picture. And every year, with the exclusion of the 2 years we were closed during COVID, she brings him and she takes his picture. So for a lot of younger families, this has become a tradition.
So I
really would like to keep it going.
Yeah, you must get people from out of town too hear about it.
We've had them from as far away as Kapuskasing. We had John Vantoth here a couple years ago.
Oh, that's
We've had
scary.
Hey?
Vantoth, that's scary.
He was so much fun. I've never heard a man with such a belly laugh.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I don't care about politics when it comes to an event like this, but just him pushing it to his constituents and actually showing up, and he had a great time. We scared the mayor 2 years ago as well. I've never heard him scream before that event.